Geico presents Motorcycle Word of the Day. Today's word is gremlin. Is a gremlin an unknown and persistent mechanical issue? Or is it something large that gets caught in your teeth when you ride with your mouth open? As in...
Man, I gotta stop singing 80s power ballads when I ride. Ugh, keep getting gremlins in my teeth. See?
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We are a community bank that believes in community banks. Through the Total Card Management Program, TCM Bank serves as a direct issuer of credit cards for banks who prefer not to issue cards themselves. From credit card portfolio purchases to startup programs, we collaborate with our partners in the delivery of innovative and competitive credit card solutions. Learn more by visiting www.tcmbank.com. TCM Bank, dedicated to helping you, not competing with you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to Striving for It All, the weekly podcast that gets you caught up on anything and everything that's going on in the WNBA. Yes, it's that time. The WNBA season will begin this week. Matter of fact, it begins on Friday, and I have Matt Ellentuck back on the program. He's the creator of the WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball. We preview the most important games of the 2021 WNBA season. But before we get to the interview, I'm going to start off with the top three storylines that I have for the upcoming WNBA season. This year is the 25th anniversary of the WNBA, and definitely I remember it like it was yesterday when the league began in 1996, when the slogan was, "We got next." And the top three stars that were featured in that marketing campaign was Rebecca Lobo, Lisa Leslie, and Cheryl Swoops. And that would make up what would begin a landmark of great stars that would enter the league during the 25 years of the WNBA's existence. Along with Lobo, Leslie, and Swoops, you also had Cynthia Cooper, who definitely made her mark in the WNBA as part of the now defunct Houston Comets. And, let me just be the first to say that when you had Cheryl Swoops and along with Cynthia Cooper and the Houston Comets, that was really the first WNBA dynasty that you had, along with Cheryl Swoops, Cynthia Cooper, and then, of course, you had Kim Parrott. Rest in peace to Kim Parrott. That would set the tone for the WNBA, and the Houston Comets became the first WNBA team to be invited to the White House. And of course, we can't forget about Tina Thompson, who definitely made her mark in the WNBA as a part of that great dynasty with the Houston Comets. And along the way, you had so many stars that would make their mark throughout the 25 years of the organization, with the likes of Cheryl Ford, Dawn Staley, Nikki McCray, Tamika Catchings, Candace Parker. And, the list just goes on and on and on. Diana Taurasi, Simone Augustus, Tamika Johnson. You can add Breonna Stewart to the list, Sue Bird. And, it's just so many talent that have come across this 25 years in the WNBA. And certainly we've seen expansion continue. The Houston Comets are no more, but we've seen so many teams that have come and gone, with the Houston Comets, the Sacramento Monarchs. Also, you can add the Cleveland Rockers to the list, the Charlotte Sting, the Miami Soul. And also, you can also add the Portland Fire, that was once a team that was on the rise, and that was a team that existed in the WNBA that is no more. Also, you can add what was once the Detroit Shock, that won three WNBA championships. They're a part of the 25 years as well. Also, the Tulsa Shock, the Utah Stars, the Orlando Miracle. So many teams that have come and gone that was once a part of the 25 years of the WNBA also the San Antonio Stars, they're no longer in existence, but now that set the tone as a part of the 25 years of the WNBA. And this season is going to be something else for the 25 years that we've seen. And you can't forget about Maya Moore. Maya Moore, definitely one of the many players that have graced during the 25 seasons in the WNBA. So this year is definitely going to be a year that's going to be one for the record books, which leads into my next storyline, the 2021 WNBA season, which is the 25th season of the WNBA. And, man, what a difference 25 years makes. We're expected to see something inevitable this year. I'll have more in depth with my interview with Matt Ellentuck coming up in the interview, where we go more into detail about this year. You know, normally this is an Olympic year, so normally there's never a WNBA All-Star game during an Olympic year, but in my interview I have coming up with Matt, he's going to go more into detail about that, that there may be something that could be planned for this year. There may be an All-Star game or some type of All-Star festivities. I'll get more into detail with Matt about that in the interview coming up in the next segment. But this 2021 WNBA season is expected to be exciting, because with it being on the heels of the 25th anniversary, a lot of stars are expected to come back. There's supposed to be some big things happening. And some big things happening with this season, so it should be exciting. We don't know what's going to happen, but I have more in my interview with Matt Ellentuck coming up after the break. And my last storyline is going to be the WNBA during the pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic changed everything, not just in sports, but just changed in everyday life. And we definitely saw the power of sports and how it provided a sense of solace, a sense of comfort, and a sense of healing during this pandemic. And the WNBA was no exception to the rule. They had to shorten the season to 22 games. They had to present their own challenges playing in the bubble at the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. And we really got a chance to see some breakout stars during this 2020 season in the midst of a pandemic. We saw Sabrina Ionescu make her mark before the injury happened. We saw the Seattle Storm. We saw the Las Vegas Aces. We saw the witnessing of a great player with Asia Wilson winning the league MVP. We saw so many changes happen in this 2020 season. We saw the new collective bargaining agreement where the players were able to receive a little bit more money as a result of this new collective bargaining agreement. We also got a chance to see a new paid maternity leave policy as part of the new CBA. Also, we got a chance to see so many things happen in this WNBA season. And, you know, it was just great. It was a fun season. I had the opportunity to watch a lot of the games thoroughly. It was great. We also got a chance to see, you know, the Las Vegas Aces, as I mentioned earlier, particularly De'Erica Hamby, handle her business, winning the league Sixth Woman of the Year for the second year in a row. We had a chance to witness Crystal Dangerfield winning the Rookie of the Year. It was just so much that we had seen during this 2020 WNBA season. But I think what was so significant about this past season that happened during the pandemic was boycotts. We saw WNBA players make a change, and games were postponed in light of the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We also saw the WNBA players take a stand in the Breonna Taylor situation, also in the midst of the George Floyd case. We saw social activism really take place in a lot of the league, in a lot of the professional sporting leagues, but the WNBA really made their mark and let their presence be felt in their stance against social justice during what had happened in light of those incidents. And definitely the WNBA made their mark during the 2020 season during the pandemic. All right, that's my top three storylines, and we're going to take our first break. And when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Matt Ellentuck, the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball. We're going to preview the most important games of the upcoming 2021 WNBA season. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired singer-songwriter Lisa Loeb.
You say, I got a crack on my windshield.
Lisa, maybe a little less heartbroken? GEICO lets you file a claim online, over the phone, or with their app.
That makes me want to say, stay.
Ugh, nailed it. GEICO, great service without all the drama.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Switching to GEICO is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, GEICO makes it easy to switch, and you can contact your local agent for personalized assistance.
But it's so easy that you might relax and just stop doing stuff. The dishes will pile up, the laundry will collect, and who will finish your Sudokus?
Well, if you switch to GEICO, you could save hundreds on car insurance, and you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might make you so pleased with yourself that you start wearing a lime green cowboy hat, and that's not a good look.
Well, they do have dedicated claims teams, not to mention that GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
But if it's that easy, you might say things like, I'm so cool. And yes, you are cool, but you don't have to say it.
Well, GEICO is the second largest car insurer in the country and has been saving people money for over 75 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to GEICO. It's obviously a good idea.
If you've got a at Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Personal auto insurance question. You could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
For all your electrical needs, call the experts at Mr. Electric. We offer upfront pricing, top quality workmanship, and a free home safety checkup on every call. We'll get the job done right so you can get back to what you want to be doing. Visit MrElectric.com today. Mr. Electric, a neighborly company.
If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
Here, if we go to page 11 in the presentation, you'll see that we're on target to meet our quarterly.
Some things never change, like nobody can resist popping plastic bubbles and GEICO saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
As I was saying, we're on target to meet. Excuse me, Miss Hansen.
Sorry, almost done.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is the commission?
If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
If we go to page 11 in the presentation, you'll see that we're on target to meet our quarterly
Some things never change, like nobody can resist popping plastic bubbles. And GEICO saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
As I was saying, we're on target to meet. Excuse me, Miss Hansen.
Sorry, almost done.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is your new home speaking. I know you haven't moved in yet, but I need some favors. Could you dust the blinds? The dust makes me feel dusty. Also, we could save a lot of money if you bundled your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's super easy to do online or over the phone. Last favor, when you move in, could you stick to one aesthetic? The last owner had a weird mix of floral wallpaper and nautical tchotchkes, and I can't have another identity crisis.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
If we had a dollar for every time a psychiatrist has said to us, those vitamins and minerals you're studying, they can't actually affect the brain, can they? We'd be able to fund a great deal of research. Many people find it hard to believe that just nutrition could solve mental health problems. This attitude is wrong, outdated, and harmful.
Learn more in the new book, The Better Brain, by Bonnie J. Kaplan, Ph.D., and Julia J. Rutledge, Ph.D., available now everywhere books and audiobooks are sold.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
If we go to page 11 in the presentation, you'll see that... you'll see we're on target to meet our quarterly...
Some things never change, like nobody can resist popping plastic bubbles. And GEICO saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
As I was saying, we're on target to meet. Excuse me, Miss Hansen.
Sorry, almost done.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Engelbert.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
With the first pick in the 2021 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Charlie Collier from the University of Texas. As expected, Charlie Collier goes first. The 6'5 post player has a WNBA ready frame. Averaged 19 points, 11 rebounds per game this past season. Can finish strong inside, a good rebounder. Also has a really nice stroke out to the three-point line. Shot 33% from three in her career.
And two other things really help Charlie Collier: upside and work ethic. I mean, you can see that there's a lot of talent and offensive development that can still happen with Charlie, but she does have the body. And in terms of her work ethic, I mean, she has really focused on extending her range, becoming more versatile, and we saw the impact of this season. No surprise to any of us that Charlie Collier is number one.
Two-time first-team All-Big 12 player, one of six players in Division I to average at least 19 points and 10 rebounds. Charlie Collier is the first overall pick, and she is with Holly Rowe.
Thank you.
Charlie Collier, this is such a special moment, and I saw you point to the sky as soon as you heard your name called. Why were you pointing to the sky when you heard that first pick?
It's my God. My God is so good. You know, every day I wake up with this passion, and I love basketball. Like, my heart is racing right now because I work so hard for this moment, and, you know, it's a lot of people that have a lot of things to say about me, but you can never question my work ethic. And no matter, you know.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And that audio was courtesy of ESPN in this year's WNBA draft. Charlie Collier being drafted number one overall to the Dallas Wings. And like she, you heard her in the audio clip, she said you should never question her work ethic. And her work ethic was solid at the University of Texas, and it will be put to the test in this upcoming 2021 WNBA season. And a gentleman that knows that follows and covers women's basketball inside and out. He knows his stuff, and I have him back on the program. Let's welcome him. He is the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball, Matt Ellentuck. Hey, Matt, welcome back, my man.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, man, all is well, man. Thank you so much once again for taking time for your busy schedule to be on the program. So you heard the comments from Charlie Collier. She was drafted by the Dallas Wings. We're going to get to Dallas in just one moment, but let's start off with some of the most important games in this upcoming 2021 WNBA regular season. Let's start off with opening night. We've got the Indiana Fever going up against the New York Liberty. That game is going to be televised on NBA TV at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And this is interesting, Matt, because there's no bubble this year. All of the WNBA teams will be playing in their respective cities. So you've got the Indiana Fever. You mentioned that you aren't really too impressed with Indiana. However, they have a draft pick out of West Virginia with Kaiser Gondrzik, followed by you've got the veterans with Kelsey Mitchell, also Tierra McCowan, and then you also got Julie Alamon, who's a rookie, and as Victoria Vivians. But the New York Liberty, there's a lot of hype behind the Liberty this year. Of course, Sabrina Ionescu is expected to return from that gruesome injury that she had towards the end of last year, followed by, you know, you have the rookies with Michaela Onyewere, and you've got Dee Dee Richards, and Natasha Howard is there, as well as Asia Durr, and then you've got Laysha Clarendon. Just kind of give me your thoughts on this matchup with the Fever going up against the Liberty.
Yeah, I mean, this is the day we've kind of been waiting for, where the Liberty are going to finally be able to debut in Brooklyn at Barclays Center, which is just like the coolest thing ever. I'm from New York, and we got a sense of how cool basketball was with the Nets in Brooklyn, and it's going to be a totally fresh feel when the Liberty moves there too, and especially exciting with Sabrina leading the charge there. Since we only got to see her for two games and some change last year after she suffered the ankle injury. So it's going to be a huge game for the Liberty to, you know, debut a new franchise in front of a new fan base in Brooklyn, and also a pretty fresh team. They added, like you mentioned before, Natasha Howard in the offseason, traded the number one pick for her, so that's a huge move. And they also added Benaj Laney, who was a standout last year also. They're going to be a tough team, and it's probably good that they have maybe the easiest matchup they'll have all year against Indiana to start things off, because it's going to take them some time to build chemistry with the new players. But if you're a New York fan, like, that's going to be must watch. It's day one of a fresh rebuild.
I want to stay with the Liberty for a moment. Where will they be playing their home games, at the Barclays this year, or will they split between Barclays and Madison Square Garden?
They should be at Barclays the whole season. Maybe they'd play one game or something at MSG sometime in the future, but Barclays is their home court.
All right, fair enough. Now let's move along now to another important game on opening night. That's the Connecticut Sun going up against the Atlanta Dream. The Connecticut Sun had a great run last season in the playoffs, but unfortunately, we know about the injury that Alyssa Thomas had suffered with her shoulder. And, man, she was really a bright spot on that Connecticut Sun team last year alongside DeWanna Bonner. And, Connecticut, they've got a lot of moving parts coming through this year, but they really have DeWanna and Alyssa coming back strong this year. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Dream, big moves for them this year. They signed they drafted Ari McDonald, which is going to be huge at the point guard position. And then Monique Billings had a solid campaign last year. Kennedy Carter is really good this year. Just kind of give me, of course, Kevin, about Cheyenne Parker. Kind of give me your thoughts on this Connecticut versus Atlanta matchup.
Yeah, well, it's going to be another year where Connecticut's playing without a big player. Last year it was without Jonquil Jones because she sat out with the pandemic. But this year is going to be somehow even tougher since Alyssa Thomas won't be playing after tearing her Achilles. So they're going to have a lot to figure out, but they are still an exciting and stacked team. I mean, Jasmine Thomas, DeWanna Bonner, Jonquil Jones, they're going to still be competitive. Atlanta has an interesting roster and a weird situation now without a GM who they fired right after the draft. And head coach Nikki Collin just yesterday was announced to be the next coach of Baylor's college basketball team. So things are a little chaotic in that front office. But in terms of on the court, I mean, that backcourt is going to be electric, like you mentioned before, with Kennedy Carter, the rookie Ari McDonald, Courtney Williams, Tiffany Hayes. They're going to be they have a lot of talent. It's going to be a matter of figuring out who gets what type of play time and balancing the chemistry there, since there are a lot of players who probably expect to play big minutes who aren't going to play what they're accustomed to. But, you know, a game one, there's going to be a lot to figure out, but it certainly won't be lacking any star power.
I want to stay with Connecticut for a moment. Connecticut drafted DeJounte Carrington. How significant do you think her role will be with Connecticut this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to wait for the final roster. I would think she's going to make the team. But, yeah, she's going to – if she makes the team, she's going to have some sort of a role. There should be minutes open for her. It's going to be, you know, probably relieving DeWanna Bonner in some stints. If DeJounte can play solid defense, she's gonna play decent minutes going forward.
All right, fair enough. So now the next game that we have on the opening night schedule, this is going to be a dandy. These teams have had a rivalry for a long time. The Phoenix Mercury going up against the Minnesota Lynx. That game is expected to be broadcasted on CBSSN, the CBS Sports Network. So big changes were made with the Mercury during the offseason. Diana Taurasi returned. She re-signed with the team. And now, you know, we know about Phoenix is loaded with stars with Diana, and also you've got Skylar Diggins-Smith, Brittany Griner, of course. So we know about Brittany and her issues leaving the bubble in the middle of last season due, you know, dealing with mental issues. And then Bria Hartley, who had a solid campaign in the bubble last year. And Minnesota, again, they pick it up right where they left off at. They drafted Renaya Davis out of Tennessee. And, you know, a lot of talent all around. Natalie Achonwa, Nafisa Collier, who was big in the bubble last year. Crystal Dangerfield, last year's Rookie of the Year. Sylvia Fowles is with the team. There's so much going on with Minnesota. Again, Maya Moore's not returning this year. But Minnesota, they've got a solid team, Matt. Give me your thoughts on Mercury and the Lynx.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They are two very solid teams. It's going to be a matter of who is available for game one. I know Nafisa Collier is going to be coming back from overseas and cutting it close. I'm not sure if she'll be there for the start of it. But if she is, and if every roster is as we think it could be, yeah, I mean, we saw what Diana Taurasi and Skylar Diggins-Smith could do in the backcourt together for Phoenix. You know, starting with them on day one is going to be huge, and hopefully they can stay healthy this year. They also added Kia Nurse in the offseason, who's a tremendous shooter coming off a really shaky season, but I'm going to write that one off as a one-time thing. So she should slot in nicely. Brianna Turner had an amazing season relieving Brittany Griner when she left the bubble. I would assume she picks things up where she left them off as a really, really good defensive mobile dig. And, yeah, the Lynx are a completely new-look team, which should be super interesting. Sylvia Fowles is back, and obviously she's as steady as it comes. And then they added Ariel Powers and Kaylee McBride in the backcourt, which is what Minnesota sorely needed, you know, only really getting from getting scoring from Crystal Dangerfield there last year, and McBride and Powers can both defend. So the Lynx are a really balanced team. The Mercury are a really hot shooting guard team. It should be really fun.
Indeed, it should be fun. And then we have the final game on the opening night of the WNB 2021 WNBA season between the Dallas Wings and the Los Angeles Sparks. I played the clip earlier. Of course, we know the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft, Charlie Collier, making her debut with the Dallas Wings. Also, Dallas, they really hit the jackpot in this year's draft, Matt. Now, you know, Charlie Collier's drafted Owakwir, a talented player. It was from Finland, who's currently playing in Italy. We don't know, again, as you mentioned about one of the players you mentioned about Nafisa Collier, may not make it back in time. You know, she may join a little bit later in the season because of her playing overseas. So this could be a similar situation with Owakwir, but they've drafted her. They've also have Chelsea Dungy out of Arkansas, and there's Dana Evans out of Louisville. So Dallas is loaded with talent, not just from the draft picks, but they've also got Moriah Jefferson that's coming back, as well as Satu Sabali. And you've got Arika Ogunbowale, and then for the Los Angeles Sparks, it's a new-look Sparks. This is basically, I won't say it's a rebuild, but no Candace Parker this year. That's very interesting right there. But they do have Simone Augustus. They do have the Ogwumike sisters, Nneka and Chinee. And they also got a great rookie, a sharpshooter out of Jasmine Walker, as well as Stephanie Watts. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the Wings and the Sparks.
Well, Dallas is going to have another year of figuring out which of these young players is right for their future. It's very obvious at this point that Arike Ogunbowale is everything that we thought she was in college. She led the league in scoring last year. She's an alpha. She's the number one option. And Dallas has that part of their lineup figured out. And after that, it's a matter of which of these 22 and 23-year-olds fit with Arike. Satu Sabali didn't have a great rookie year. She played better as time went on. But she's obviously going to fill in another big role this year. It's a matter of how league-ready Charlie Collier is as the number one pick coming in. Bella Allery and Ty Harris from last year were also first-round picks who played rotation minutes. And we're going to have to see who makes Dallas's final cut between Chelsea Dungy and Dana Evans. There's going to be a lot of decisions to be made with this lineup, but yeah, there's no shortage of talent. Everyone's going to get opportunities this year, and I would expect, you know, game one, everybody to see some sort of amount of minutes, because it's going to be a total, you know, evaluation year for Dallas. They're probably going to hope that they can cling to a last playoff spot, but it's not a necessity to, you know, see where they're at and build towards their future. The Sparks are in a really weird position, right? They lost two of their three best players. They just walked in the offseason. Candace has been holding down that franchise for, you know, a dozen years. So it's going to be really, really strange to not see her out there. And replacing Chelsea Gray is going to be nearly impossible since she's one of the best point guards in the league. But L.A. is still going to be competitive. Nneka was MVP 4 or 5 years ago, so, you know, she's still a really, really competitive player, and we're going to see Kristy Toliver this year, who we didn't see last year, finally make her return debut game with L.A. And they're another team that's going to just fill in the pieces. It's Erica Wheeler, the player that we saw her last, is Maria Vadiva when she gets here, going to be, you know, a great two-way player, or is she solely just an offensive option? Amanda Zoe B is going to get a ton of minutes in L.A. after having a pretty good season with the Liberty last year. I would expect also L.A. is another team that maybe plays around with a few different starting lineups and a few different rotations early on in the season to figure out what they have.
All right, I want to stay with the Sparks for a moment, Matt. I see that this game is going to be played in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Will they be playing their games at the Convention Center, or will they rotate between the L.A. Convention Center and the Staples Center?
Yeah, it's a good question. I know everything is a little jumbled now because the NBA is going to now start the playoffs right about the same time as the league. The WNBA starts their regular season, so I would hope that they're going to be back in Staples at a certain point, but I'm not honestly familiar with what exactly the schedule is for them.
All right, fair enough. And then now let's get on to the weekend games in the opener of the WNBA season. The Chicago Sky going up against the Washington Mystics. I mentioned her name earlier, Candace Parker. She returns home to Chicago as they travel to D.C. to play the Washington Mystics. So much has happened this year for the Sky. Again, they land a big free agent with Candace Parker. They re-signed Azure Stevens, and then they struck the jackpot in the draft with Shyla Hill and Natasha Mack. Also, they have Sydney Colson and Kalia Copper, followed by Diamond DeShields. So really, and then Allie Quigley as well. So they've got Chicago is really putting the pieces together. They've got a young team, but they've got Candace Parker. I mean, what can you say about her? She's phenomenal in her own right. For the Mystics, Elena Deladon's coming back. Ariel Atkins was re-signed. Tina Charles was re-signed. They signed Alicia Clark, which was big because, again, you know how important she was to that championship run with the Seattle Storm last year. Kind of give me your thoughts on Sky and Mystics.
Yeah, I mean, day two of the WNBA's opening season is going to be the day. Friday will be a nice little taste of, what the competition is going to be like, but Saturday is the day of the teams we probably think have the best chance of meeting in the semifinals or the finals. So the first game is going to be huge. I mean, Chicago is the team we're probably, all most excited to see just because, I mean, they're a really solid group a year ago with Courtney Vandersloot and Ellie Quigley and Diamond DeShields. Clay Copper really stepped. Azure Stevens was really, really good before she got injured. So that team was good already. And then you're bringing in one of the best players of all time into the fold with Candace Parker. So they're a title favorite. Teams are going to be hunting them from the very first day. Chicago's going to be a really, really fun team. And in D.C., we're going to be really excited just to see a lot of players back. We didn't see Tina Charles play last year. We didn't see Elena Deladon play last year. We didn't see Natasha Cloud play last year. So having that core group is going to be really, really solid. Obviously, this is sort of like D.C.'s first year coming back since winning the championship since last year. They were just a fraction of themselves just based on players who didn't come to the bubble. They won't have Alicia Clark, who unfortunately suffered a season-ending injury overseas. So that really sucks. Latoya Sanders also retired, so that knocked out another piece. But Washington, they have Elena Deladon. When you have ADD, you're going to be competitive in games.
I got you, man. So I want to say this with the Mystics returning to D.C., playing at the Entertainment and Sports Arena. I want to know, is that going to be their permanent home, or will they be playing at the correct me if I'm wrong, at the Verizon Center? How is that going to work with the Mystics this season?
Yeah, the Mystics play at ESA now. They 2 years ago debuted that arena, and it's a really, really cool place. It's a smaller arena, which makes everything a lot louder. I think it holds like 4,500 people or so, and they should be back there all season long.
All right, and of course, you mentioned about the first weekend of the WNBA season being exciting. We've got a rematch on ABC of the last year's WNBA championship between the Las Vegas Aces and the Seattle Storm. For the Aces, they struck a gold mine in the draft. They drafted Ileana Rupert from France, and then they also drafted Destiny Slocum and Kiana Jeter. But, man, this team is really loaded. You mentioned Chelsea Gray earlier, who played for the Sparks. She's in Las Vegas now. They also signed Raquna Williams, and they also re-signed the two-time Woman of the Year, D'Erica Hamby, and also Liz Cambage re-signed with the Aces. So, man, Vegas is really picking up right where they left off at, but they're getting more talent coming back. Asia Wilson, the league MVP. What more can you say about her? Angel McCutry, a tried-and-true veteran in her own right. She's outstanding as well. But the Storm, they're really picking up right where they left off at. Matt Sue Bird is re-signed. They signed Candace Dupree from the Indiana Fever. What can you say about that? And Jewel Lloyd, I mean, a great talent. You can't forget about your girl, Breonna Stewart. I know you love Breonna Stewart as well. So Seattle's really picking up right where they left off at. So give me your thoughts on the rematch of last year's championship game.
Yeah, this is going to be sick. I mean, Vegas is completely stacked. talking about a team last year who made the finals without Chelsea Gray or Liz Cambage or Chelsea Plum, they have so much talent. I mean, their first six players are all, you know, all-star level, some MVP level. They're going to be a ton of fun. And we already saw Asia Wilson step out to the three-point line in a preseason scrimmage, which is also super exciting to see the MVP add another dimension to her game. This game is going to be awesome. I'm really excited to see how Chelsea Gray fits into the rotation and if she's able to help maybe Liz Cambage and Asia Wilson play better together, since that was a problem 2 years ago. But they're super stacked. In Seattle, like you mentioned before, you know that they're maybe not as good as they were a year ago. They lost Alicia Clark in free agency. They traded Natasha Howard. But when you return Sue Bird, Brianna Stewart, and Jewel Lloyd, those are, you know, that's debatably the best big three the game has. We're going to see it as Ezzie McGore another year in. And also, yeah, you mentioned Stewie. It's hard not to be a huge fan of Stewie if you just simply like winning. I mean, all she's pretty much done since she returned from her Achilles injury is win everything. She won the WNBA championship last year, finals MVP. Then this year she won EuroLeague championship, EuroLeague Final Four MVP, and then she won the Russian Premier League championship and Russian Premier League finals MVP. So, yeah, she just wins a freaking hell of a lot. So it's hard to pick against her.
Yeah, man, she's dominant. She's definitely a one of those once-in-a-lifetime talent chefs, as they say, a must-see TV with Brianna Stewart. I want to stay with Las Vegas. You mentioned 2 years ago about the difficulties that Asia Wilson and Liz Cambage had in playing together. Can you explain to the listeners out there just kind of like what the difficulties were and how have they improved on that for this upcoming season?
Yeah, it's sort of hard in Bill Laimbeer's system, since he's very against stretching his bigs out to the three-point line, even though Liz has range and maybe Asia now does too. But the problem 2 years ago is you have two dominant post players who want to camp out in the same 5 to 10 foot range. And what that does sometimes is, you know, if one catches the ball, the other's defender will come and double, or there just simply won't be enough space in the paint for whoever that post player is to get off whatever move they want to get off, which kind of gives the question of, you know, are there diminishing returns? Is having two elite post players actually not better than just having one elite post player? And it was hard for Bill to stagger their minutes for them to be as productive as they wanted to be, because obviously if you have Liz and Asia, who are probably two of the best 10 players in the world, you want them on the court at all times. So maybe this year will be a little different. Maybe this is the year that Asia Wilson does get to step out to the three-point line a little bit to open up room for Liz and vice versa. Maybe Chelsea Gray is able to thread the two together. Maybe Bill has some other ideas about staggering their time. But 2 years ago, it wasn't great. The two of them kind of stepped on each other's toes just in a basketball sense. But you know, 2 years later, Asia's game has grown tremendously since then. She won an MVP without Liz in the lineup last year. So maybe they can work things out. I think it's going to be one of the most interesting questions coming into the season.
All right, and definitely it's going to be a great start to the WNBA season. So, man, we're not going to go over all of the games. We're just kind of go over the most important games that we see across this schedule. So we've kind of gone over a big one on the opening weekend with the Aces and the Storm, a rematch of last year's WNBA championship. We've got a good one in the month of May between the Minnesota Lynx and the New York Liberty. The game's going to be at the Barclays Center. So just kind of give me your thoughts just on the Lynx and the Liberty in that matchup.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an early season matchup, so everyone's going to be just taking off whatever rust might be there in terms of just chemistry. Obviously, these players have been playing year-round, so the basketball is never in question. They're going to still be shooting pretty sharp. they're going to be well-conditioned. It's just a matter of getting players on the same page, which is really hard to do when you only have a couple of weeks of training. And for some of these players, a couple of days, some of them are even not going to start until a couple of days after the season starts. So it's always a rush at the beginning of the season to get everybody settled down, everybody on the right page. But, you know, if everyone is playing in this game, yeah, it's going to be a really, really good challenge for the Liberty to see where they're at. Because, you know, if Sabrina is a shade as good as she was in her second game last season, you know, she might be in that top 5 to 10 player range from the get-go. But we'll see.
All right, and also see during the month of May on ESPN2, there's going to be another rematch between the Las Vegas Aces and the Seattle Storm. I mean, what more can we say about that? That's expected to be an exciting game. I'm looking at a big one here between the Dallas Wings going up against the Seattle Storm. That game is going to be on May 22nd. I guess you could say it's the present meets the future with these two franchises. The defending champs going up against a team that has a lot of aspirations and a lot of hopes this year. Just kind of give me your thoughts on that, on this matchup with the Storm against the Wings on May 22nd.
Yeah, listen, Charlie Collier is going to have to grow up real quick if he's going to be spending time defending Breanna Stewart. And I don't think Dallas is probably going to circle that game and think it's a win. But, yeah, I mean, listen, it's great to see from a GM and coaching standpoint where your young kids are at, where your first and second-year players are against some of the best in the world. It'll give some of them a wake-up call to see what they need to improve. It'll be a teaching point. But, you know, while the rest of the players are still developing, Arike is going to go off and try to give Seattle a couple buckets.
All right, and, you know, the Chicago Sky, Candace Parker returns, goes up against her former team. Matter of fact, in the month of May, there's going to be a back-to-back games against the Sparks in the month of May, and then also Candace will travel to L.A. on June the 5th to go up against her former team. How do you expect the – what do you think the emotions are going to be like in those contests?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it should be a pretty warm reception. Candace is maybe the best, or at worst, the second best player LA has ever had behind Lisa Leslie. So, you know, Candace won them a championship, kept them interesting and competitive throughout her whole career. I mean, she was Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same damn season. Candace has clearly given her all to LA, and, you know, she left L.A. because she wanted to go home. She wanted to be in Chicago. She wanted to honestly play for a better team. L.A.'s sort of mismanaged that roster to a degree over the past couple of years, and it was just 2 years ago when we were talking about Candace getting benched in the playoffs. So things were always kind of messy in terms of that front office and getting the right pieces around Candace to continue to win titles, and it was time for her to move on. So I'm hoping that she's received warmly in L.A. because, you know, that's what she deserves.
Yeah, definitely. Everything she's done for that franchise, like you said, was the second best player to come out of L.A. Of course, one of the best to come out of L.A. Of course, you know, when you think about L.A. Magic and Kareem and Showtime and, of course, Shaq and Kevin, forget about the late, great Kobe Bryant. So I want to get more to the Atlanta Dream for a moment. There's going to be an interesting game if everything holds up, and Ari McDonald most likely will probably be the starting point guard for the Dream going up against Sabrina Ionescu, because I see the Atlanta Dream, they play the Liberty at the Barclays, and then they play the Liberty again twice in the month of June. So this has the making of a great game, especially with two nice backcourts. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Atlanta and New York going up against each other this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect Ari McDonald to be the starting point guard in Atlanta. There's going to be a lot of competition with Courtney Williams and Kennedy Carter and wherever you want to slot Tiffany Hayes. So I wouldn't expect him to be in the starting group, but Ari will certainly get minutes against New York. And, yeah, it is going to be really competitive. I mean, Sabrina and Banaja Laney 1-2 is tough. Banaja is an incredible defender, and she has range, and Sabrina's obviously a star. who can create shots for herself and for her teammates. So that should be a really, really fun backcourt matchup. It should hopefully be quick pace and high scoring and everything we like to watch in a basketball game.
All right, and you know, Matt, the Dallas Wings, we talked about this team earlier. It's the future, and the future is now with Charlie Collier and hopefully Owakwir. We get a chance to see a lot of her this year, pending her overseas or international commitments. And like you said, if Chelsea Dungy makes the team, we'll get an opportunity to see them in action with the Dallas Wings. And they're going to be going up against a future Hall of Famer, Candace Parker, in the Chicago Sky. Matter of fact, Dallas plays Chicago in the month of June, and then they play again in July, and then again they go to Chicago in the month of August. So kind of give me your thoughts on the Wings versus the Sky.
Well, listen, Dallas is not going to play a single easy game this year, because you don't get that in the WNBA, since there's just 12 teams, less than 144 roster spots. Every single person in the league can play, so it's kind of a grow-up-quickly league, or it's going to be a tough go for them. In reverse, Chicago is going to have a tough task in containing Arike Ogunbowale, which nobody could do last year at any point during the season. So, it'll be a nice look for them, too, to try to contain an elite guard. And also for Chicago, just to build chemistry, because Diamond DeShields was injured since she walked into the bubble last year. She didn't look right from the very first game, and she wound up leaving early. So it's going to be about getting her back into rhythm and seeing how she plays alongside Candace. So, both teams hopefully by that point will be a little more settled a couple of weeks into the season. But, the first month or so is always about just building chemistry, because these players haven't been together for very long.
All right, and around this time when the WNBA season is kicking off, Matt, the games play during important holidays. I'm looking at a Memorial Day weekend, and the schedule on Memorial Day weekend, we have the Los Angeles Sparks against the Chicago Sky, then we have the Indiana Fever going up against the Las Vegas Aces, and then the Connecticut Sun going up against the Minnesota Lynx. As of right now, those games will not be televised. However, we have some big games coming up right around Father's Day weekend in the month of June. We have the Seattle Storm against the Connecticut Sun, the Washington Mystics going up against the Atlanta Dream. You have the Dallas Wings going up against the Las Vegas Aces, and then there's the New York Liberty going up against the Phoenix Mercury. And then, of course, 4th of July, we've got some great games on 4th of July, Matt. We've got the Atlanta Dream going up against the Las Vegas Aces, and then the Seattle Storm going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. Just kind of give me your thoughts on those 4th of July games.
Any holiday where we get to see multiple MVPs play is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Atlanta's going to have a tough matchup against Vegas, but I think everybody can probably say that. It'll be interesting to see at that point where the backcourt comes along, who slots where, who plays well with who, who's going to be running the Atlanta Dream at that point. But hopefully at that point also Vegas has got its act together. They figured out their roster construction problems. Maybe they're shooting a couple more three-pointers than last year, if I want to be a little more optimistic. But we'll see there. And, the second game, NECA is one of the best defenders in the league, so she has an idea of how to guard Stewie, and it's going to be probably a lot more on Drew Lloyd to step up in the backcourt and carry the team in that regard, which she did throughout a tremendous stretch last season. So obviously there will be two obvious favorites, but they're playing against another pair of competitive teams, because once again, that's what the WNBA is. It's literally the top 140-ish players in the world, so everybody has a chance.
You're right about that. And also, there was another game I forgot to mention on Father's Day. It's the New York Liberty going up against the Los Angeles Sparks on June the 20th. So just a lot of great games. Again, an exciting season. We've seen so many moving parts. It's going to be interesting, Matt, because there will be no bubble this year. And, the teams will be playing in their respective will be playing in their respective arenas. So it's definitely going to be exciting. And then we get kind of like we get in the last month of the regular season, the Labor Day weekend, again, an important weekend in sports, and the WNBA is locked and loaded with games. We've got a Saturday, September the 4th, with the Mercury and the Fever, followed by the Mystics and the Lynx. And then on Sunday, September the 5th, was the Aces going up against the Sky. And then we've got a great one with the Atlanta Dream and the Dallas Wings. And then the Labor Day game on September the 6th, Monday, which is the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Indiana Fever. So definitely, Matt, it's going to be an interesting season. Again, as I said before, a lot of moving parts. Interesting draft picks. It's probably one of the best drafts we had in a long time. So I got to hit you. I got to put you on the spot for this one. Who do we see in this year's WNBA championship game?
Oof. You're going to do that to me, Ed?
Yeah, I have to.
man, I think I would love to see a championship game between the Aces and the Sky. Obviously two teams loaded with talent, two teams that also have a bit of a rivalry stretching back to Derek Andy's miracle shot a couple of years ago. I think that would probably be the most fun finals imaginable at this point. But things can change. There will be injuries. There will be teams that surprise us. There will be players that surprise us. So don't hold me to it if it doesn't happen, but that's what I'm picking right now.
All right, we'll leave it at that. So Matt says it'll be the Las Vegas Aces going to be at the Chicago Sky. That has the makings of must-see TV. I mean, the ratings would be great for that one. If the ratings were solid last year in the bubble for the Aces and the Storm, I think the Aces and the Sky would definitely be an awesome matchup. I want to stay just with the season in general, Matt, with the teams and with the teams returning to their respective cities. How much of a difference do you think the morale is going to be, especially for the players, where they can? I know we're still in the middle of a pandemic, but how important do you think how high do you think the morale is going to be with the players returning to their respective cities and say, okay, we're still in this pandemic here, but we get to play in Seattle, we get to play in New York, or we get to play in D.C. and L.A. and so on and so forth. How do you think the morale is going to change from a player's perspective as opposed to being in the bubble last year?
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a lot better. Obviously, a lot of players talked about how drained they were by the end of that bubble. Being secluded from everyone is not easy, and they didn't really have many escapes from the game. It was practice and basketball, and I think that was pretty much all there was to do in that time. So obviously being home is going to be a lot better. Being with their families, significant others, kids, whoever, is going to make everything more enjoyable. Having too much basketball is not necessarily a good. So, hopefully things will be better. Hopefully as many people as possible have been vaccinated. So we won't have, many COVID scares is the hope. Obviously they didn't have any in the bubble, and that expectation is probably unrealistic going forward. But I know players have to be a lot happier that they aren't trapped in that little bubble area anymore.
All right, rightfully so. And then speaking of a happy occasion, this year, this 2021 WNBA season is going to be the 25th anniversary. Man, I remember it like it was yesterday when the WNBA premiered, and I believe the slogan was, "We Got Next." And there were the commercials with Lisa Leslie and Rebecca Lobo and Cheryl Swoops. Have you heard anything, Matt, about the WNBA possibly? I know we're still in the middle of a pandemic, but have you heard anything about the WNBA possibly doing maybe a 25th anniversary or some type of commemoration of the WNBA celebrating its anniversary?
Oh, there definitely will be some stuff to go along with the 25th season. I don't remember exactly what the league has planned, but they are very aware of what year it is and how significant it is. So there definitely will be something.
I want to, you know, we are in an Olympic year. How is this going to work out in the midst of the season? Because the Olympics is supposed to start in Tokyo on January the 23rd. So how is it going to work in terms of the WNBA having an all-star game and you know, playoffs and things of that nature? How is that going to coincide with this year being an Olympic year?
Yeah, I mean, the W's used to the Olympic year issue. They have usually 5 or so weeks blocked out of the schedule so players can participate in the Olympics. And, you know, it's tough. It's a lot of travel. It's a lot of it's a lot more games they have to play on top of their already difficult schedule. But the league is kind of built for this. They know how it's going to work. The interesting part will be who ends up making the Team USA cut. I mean, you could talk for an hour just based on that, how they're going to cut down that roster. But mm-hmm. usually they also don't play a WNBA All-Star game when there's an Olympic year, but they claim that they're going to this year or have some sort of something that's All-Star related that hasn't been announced yet. So that'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, we're going to take, I think, like July 11th or so is when the league takes a break, and they'll come back in mid-August.
Okay, fair enough. So you heard it from him. He is Matt Ellentuck. And, Matt, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Matt, again, tell everybody what you do as with your newsletter, Here's Basketball.
I'm a writer. So I'm a freelance writer. Sometimes with my newsletter, Here's Basketball. Sometimes it's, I don't know, whoever will pay me. Anywhere I can find to write about the league. So the best place to keep track of me is definitely on my Twitter account, which is @MEllentuck.
All right, fair enough. And again, one more time, Matt, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, any websites that you have, let them know that as well. And also let people know where they can find Here's Basketball.
Yeah, so my Twitter account is @MELLENTUCK, and my newsletter can be found at that same address, mellentuck.substack.com.
You heard it from him. He's Matt Ellentuck. He is the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball, and also giving us the 411 about all things women's basketball and the upcoming 2021 WNBA season. Matt, thank you so much once again, as always. And again, whenever something comes up, we'd like to have you back on. If ever you want to come back on, man, just feel free to let us know.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Ed.
Oh, you're welcome, man. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Here is the commissioner of the WNBA, Kathy Engelbert.
With the first pick in the 2021 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Charlie Collier from the University of Texas. As expected, Charlie Collier goes first. The 6'5 post player has a WNBA ready frame. Averaged 19 points, 11 rebounds per game this past season. Can finish strong inside, a good rebounder. Also has a really nice stroke out to the three-point line. Shot 33% from three in her career.
And two other things really help Charlie Collier: upside and work ethic. I mean, you can see that there's a lot of talent and offensive development that can still happen with Charlie, but she does have the body. And in terms of her work ethic, I mean, she has really focused on extending her range, becoming more versatile, and we saw the impact of this season. No surprise to any of us that Charlie Collier is number one.
Two-time first-team All-Big 12 player, one of six players in Division I to average at least 19 points and 10 rebounds. Charlie Collier is the first overall pick, and she is with Holly Rowe.
Charlie Collier, this is such a special moment, and I saw you point to the sky as soon as you heard your name called. Why were you pointing to the sky when you heard that first pick?
It's my God. My God is so good. You know, every day I wake up with this passion, and I love basketball. Like, my heart is racing right now because I work so hard for this moment, and
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
If you've got a...
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Personal auto insurance question. If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver. Although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local. Question. You could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
You know, it's a lot of...
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch! Now kick!
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. GEICO makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your GEICO claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. GEICO, great service without all the drama.
Sure Payroll's Back in the Napkin podcast is the place where entrepreneurs share the stories of their big journeys in small business.
Why would you hire the best and then go in and tell them how to do their job?
Just search Back of the Napkin on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts.
If we go to page 11 in the presentation, you'll see that... You'll see we're on target to meet our quarterly...
Some things never change, like nobody can resist popping plastic bubbles. And GEICO saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
As I was saying, we're on target to meet... Excuse me, Miss Hansen.
Sorry, almost done.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is your new home speaking. I know you haven't moved in yet, but I need some favors. Could you dust the blinds? The dust makes me feel dusty. Also, we could save a lot of money if you bundled your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's super easy to do online or over the phone. Last favor, when you move in, could you stick to one aesthetic? The last owner had a weird mix of floral wallpaper and nautical tchotchkes, and I can't have another identity crisis.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
GEICO presents Motorcycle Word of the Day. Today's word is gremlin. Is a gremlin an unknown and persistent mechanical issue? Or is it something large that gets caught in your teeth when you ride with your mouth open? As in...
Man, I gotta stop singing 80s power ballads when I ride. Ugh, keep getting gremlins in my teeth. See?
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local. If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
Try IBM Cloud for free. With an IBM Cloud account, get access to more than 40 always free products with no time limit and a $200 credit. Explore our free tier and create your free account today at ibm.biz/cloudfree.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
GEICO presents Motorcycle Word of the Day. Today's word is gremlin. Is a gremlin an unknown and persistent mechanical issue? Or is it something large that gets caught in your teeth when you ride with your mouth open? As in,
man, I gotta stop singing 80s power ballads when I ride. Ugh, keep getting gremlins in my teeth. See?
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of Striving for It All. Once again, like to send a big special thank you to Matt Ellentuck, the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball. Thanks again to Matt for giving us insight on the most important games of the upcoming 2021 WNBA season. And that's going to do it for another one. I'm Matt Robinson. And as always, remember, we'll talk to you again next week right here for another exciting edition of Striving for It All. So long, everyone.
It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Don't get caught in bad weather on the golf course without zero restriction apparel. We began pioneering premium golf apparel 30 years ago, and true to our name, we have always broken the mold. Utilizing the most advanced fabrication techniques and waterproof technologies, you can trust us to help you weather the storm on course and beyond. See why golf professionals everywhere trust us to help them get out and stay out at ZeroRestriction.com.